a big bad,
he's
handsome
a
man.
Khan.
Oh, Shaka Khan.
He's
a big bad.
He's in the studio now. Don't scare him.
Okay.
Don't scare him with your questions. It's John Barrowman.
It's timid retiring. John Barrowman, ladies!
Hey! I'm actually quite scared that you two are doing this. I don't know what to think.
Nobody knows what to think.
Nobody knows what to think.
But I speak to you in American, Catherine, and then I turn to Dave and I speak to him in Scottish.
That's right. Oh, it's crazy.
They give you, when you do something like this, you get given, what do you call this? Research.
Notes. Research, yeah, background notes. You're supposed to read them.
There's also stuff, we've read them. I knew it all, John, anyway. There's also things about you. And then the last thing it says,
John
Barrowman says
that
when he talks to his parents, he talks in a Scottish accent.
Says?
Yeah.
Says.
What do you mean says?
Really
well, that's
believe
what we're saying.
No,
the
no.
researcher on the Jonathan Ross Show clearly doesn't
absolutely.
Believe you.
But it's true, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true. But before we go any further, because
you
two have been complaining all morning.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh,
your signed copy. Your signed DVD.
Thank you.
You might not be able to read.
Oh, I can read it. My Mr. 10-inch, you will always be my doctor. Thanks, John.
Oh, nice.
Oh. I can't read mine.
Oh, forget it. Put your glasses on. Says Catherine,
learn to
you
write.
And me, Mr. and Mrs. Musical Theatre.
It's
love
true.
You.
It's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Now, John, you've probably got about 14 things you're promoting. You usually do, don't you?
No, I'm okay.
You are Mr. Nonstop.
Just around. Yeah.
Is there anything you can't or won't do?
Yeah, there are things that I won't do, but I mean, I don't know. I just like to work.
Yeah.
I know, but you
I
do.
Enjoy it.
I
get a thrill getting up every. This is so weird. I'm gonna choose. I'm gonna speak American. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Make a choice.
I'm gonna when I love getting up. I love doing the work. I love. I just like to entertain people. And I'm gonna be honest. I actually like watching. We watched the Weakest Link last night. My sister and I sat and watched the Doctor Who.
Oh, it was on again?
It was on again.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny. I like watching all of us do our thing, you know, and it's quite funny. And, you, Catherine, you make me laugh all the time.
Thank you. The first thing John ever said to me, he came up to me in Cardiff and I'd never met him. He went, no, it's fine. I'm not going to say the actual word. I'll just, but he went, you make me and my family pee my pants. That was my way of hello.
I remember after that, it was on the TARDIS too, and we did something, and I looked at you and I went, all right. And then I looked at David and he went, and I thought, I just put my foot in my mouth because, and he said, everyone's done it. We've all quoted one of her characters.
Everybody did within seconds of Catherine walking on set.
No, working's a good thing. I like to work, I like to have a good time.
So, are you not? Happy unless you're working. Can you relax? That's what I want to know.
What's really funny is Scott and I just came back from Barbados a couple of weeks ago, and that's the first vacation I've had in about 2 years. And I, for the first time ever, he actually turned to me and he said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "What do you mean, am I okay?" And he said, "I'm just a bit frightened because I've never seen you relax before." I did.
Wow.
I completely turned off.
Good.
I relaxed.
Yeah.
It
Great.
Took me a couple of days and then
yeah,
I went,
sure.
That's it. I didn't, you know, I sat on the beach. I you know, went into the water. I went to the pool. I ate. I did all the stuff you do on holiday, but completely shut down a bit.
Now, do you Twitter? Do you My Face or whatever it's called?
Absolutely not. My
no.
Face?
What is
Are
it?
You on My Face?
Face?
Yeah, no, Facebook.
Oh, that's two.
Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter.
You've elided some things there. Right,
you want to hear something? I have people who are impersonating me on Facebook and Twitter.
We're not strangers to that.
No. Yeah. Have you tried to stop them?
No, it's quite hard. People are allowed to do what they like.
I could go on and say that I'm David Tennant, and I don't have to prove anything. But for you to prove that I am not David Tennant, you have to go through a complete rigmarole.
Yeah. I know.
And I can't. So just know, right? I say it now. I do not have any Facebook, MySpace, or Twitter profile.
Neither do I.
It goes without saying. That
Thank you
say
very much. I'll text you later.
So, tell us about next Saturday night. Start?
Next Saturday night. Saturday Night Entertainment.
Oh my
goodness. All about it.
It's right in.
Tonight's the night.
It's
tonight's the night.
Is.
Completely.
That's it.
Yeah?
No, it's not that, actually.
Is that not it?
Tonight's
the night, which is a wish fulfillment program making people's performance dreams come true.
It's John will fix it.
Sort of.
Do you sit in a big chair that cups of tea come out?
Yeah, I don't wear a shell suit. Can you see me in a shell suit?
It would be good.
Don't even.
No, you could carry it off, John, if anyone could carry it off.
What time is it?
It's 6:50 Saturday evenings, and it's for six weeks, starting next weekend. It's the whole premise is I've been traveling around the country and meeting people and doing surprise hits on them with hidden cameras in mm-hmm. their houses, in their workplace. And just to give you one off the top of my head, there was a young lady who, in fact, I'll do one from the first show. There's a guy who's given up a lot of his time to help the young people in his community in North Wales. And his dream is to be on the West End. And we hook him up basically with the cast of Jersey Boys wow. and make his dream come true. And he performs live to the nation oh. with the Jersey Boys. And he's the fifth season, which we called him. So,
oh.
and it's what I really love is watching the reaction of the people when you tell them what's going to happen to them, and they're just so appreciative of it. And then also, you know, we rang Ronan Keating up to have him help out a young lady who'd had skull cancer, and was pregnant when she had it and couldn't take care of the baby. A great, you know, a great kind of survival story. Mm. And then we rang him up, and she thought she was singing with me. We rang Ronan up and said, "Would you sing with her?" And the generosity from the celebs that are getting yeah. involved, I think, is just incredible yeah. because they're really coming forward and saying, yeah, we'll do it. We'll yeah. help out. That's Brilliant. Sounds great. So it should be a good, I hope so. I hope people watch it.
So what is it? Audience-based? Studio-based?
We have studio-based. Yeah, we have 400 people in the audience, and we research every single one of them. And we know a lot about them. And we basically do, within the show, we've done the pre-recorded hits, right? And
yeah.
then we have those people coming into the studio. And we also do hits on people in the audience.
So do they know that when they apply for tickets?
They have no idea.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you... just get ready.
That's quite exciting.
Yeah. So it's exciting. And it's exciting for me because I come out before the show and kind of scan the audience because yeah. I have to know where they're all sitting.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of look and see. So you see people looking at me, and they don't know, but yeah. I mean, we've recorded a couple now.
Yeah.
So people know that that's happening a little bit. And to see the kind of fear in their face when I walk up the aisle.
Yeah.
Because I might make your life dream come true. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So you've got a couple of them are in the can already.
Yeah.
And you're feeling good about it?
I'm feeling really good.
Yeah. Great.
I think it's... You know, without tooting the show's horn, but it's some. Well,
I'm
going to toot the horn. It's something. It's about giving back. You know, and there's something really great about seeing. You know, people. You know, who are out there. You know, making a living, trying to get through life, and you know, all of us. We're really fortunate to be doing what we're doing, but to give them that opportunity is absolutely spectacular. And I'm not really a crybaby, but I'm telling you, there's been a few times I have been.
Does sound a bit bigger.
You've asked
for
waterproof mascara?
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks, Matt. And I do wear it.
No, well, on stage.
Yeah,
we'll
you know.
Do.
And do you sing much in the show as well?
I do. I open
do
the show.
Do you sing much?
Much. Give me an opportunity. I'm singing all the time with Muzak. I opened the show with a big number because I wanted to do a kind of retro 70s kind of feel to it, or, you know, I wanted a variety show with a twist.
Yeah.
And so I opened the show with a big number. Within the middle of it, my dancers, the J8s, are dancing their lives away, and I'm introducing what's coming up, and then we have a secret thing that the audience at home will see what's going to happen, so our studio audience won't know. It's all very technical.
Goodness
there.
Isn't it?
We got. Do you know what we got lined up next?
What?
A track from Muzak.
Muzak. Muzak.
which you know is available.
No, is it? It's available in all retail.
What about
products.
Us? Is the track that was written?
Is
you
it,
guys had no clue what that was when
not,
I listened to
Michael
you earlier.
No, I
no, it's
was
not Michael
Jackson.
Jackson. Why would I think of Michael
I
Jackson?
It's the World Song or something. That's
yes,
actually
it
called,
is
isn't
World.
This
song.
What About Us was written by Gary Barlow.
Oh,
especially for you.
It was written. It was sourced for me. It was sourced for me because I said I went to Sony. I really wanted to do if I had a dream, one of my dreams to have someone write a song for me, it would be Gary Barlow, and they went and sourced it. I'm sure it was from one of his catalogs, but. You know, he texted me after he heard it and he said, John, you did a great... John, it's Gary Barlow, you know, Andy Peters' friend. And I was like, of course I know who Gary Barlow
is.
That's
funny.
You know what I mean?
He was just politely saying why he would text you out of the blue, though. That's such a well brought up boy.
Yes, but I was very excited. My hand was like that when the phone...
Really?
Gary Barlow texted
me.
Big
news.
Was he up the mountain when he did it?
No.
With Ronan?
No.
Yeah, they were all up a mountain
together,
weren't they?
Two pop guys that I kind of like are Ronan and Gary.
Yeah.
Well, let's.
I was very jealous of that girl who sang a duet with Ronan.
Right. Your chance will come, John. Here's here's
John, we're going to talk until you sing.
Yeah, that's
don't
what we're
tell us when
to
it comes in.
Like DJ.
We like to do this because
it's right. Well,
what DJ
no, just
do.
Keep talking because
John, you can't cheat. You know when you're going to sing.
All right, well,
you
now we're talking.
You know, I've just discovered because the thing on this computer that actually tells
you. Oh,
look at that. Look at that thing. 4, 3, 2, and John sings right about now.
Yes, we've been talking.